Okay, the Gemara here, Megillah Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, tells us the following important point regarding the order Shemoneh Esrei. So we just read Umar Ra'u Lomar Geula. What did they see fit to make? Tis that the bracha of Geula should be the seventh bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. So Amar Rava, Rava says Mitoch Shasin Ligal B'Shvias, because we have a Kabbalah, the Jewish people are going to be redeemed in the seventh year of the Shemitah cycle. Lefichach Kabbal B'Shvias, and therefore Chazal affixed the Geula. The bracha of Geula is the seventh bracha. B'Shvias, you're going to tell me, says the Gemara, that's going to happen in the seventh year of the Shemitah cycle. V'amar, but we have a tradition, Amar Shvias Kolo, Shishishis Kolos, in the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle when Mashiach comes, there's going to be sounds about the coming of Mashiach. V'B'Shvias, in the seventh year of the Shemitah cycle, V'Chamos, there's going to be a battle between the Jewish people and the non-Jews. V'Moses Shvias, in the eighth year, the year following the Shemitah cycle, so Ben David Bud, that's when Mashiach is going to come. So what do you mean that the seventh bracha should be Geula? Should be another bracha, should be the eighth bracha, not the seventh bracha. So the Gemara says, Milchama Nami Ischalta Degulahi, because war is also a step in the coming of Mashiach, and therefore, since the war of the coming of Mashiach is going to be the seventh year, we can establish the seventh bracha of Shemoneh Esrei in that place as well. And this is perhaps the first time we really see in Chazal the language of Ischalta Degula. It doesn't appear that often, and it's a language we use all the time, but this is the source of the expression Ischalta Degula, not the Geula, but the beginning of the Geula. And Rav Shechter points out, he has a piece in Bikvei Atzon, which we'll quote from extensively in a moment, but he points out that this has two implications in Halacha, the period of Ischalta Degula. He says the first is based on a comment of the Nesivos. The Nesivos in his Perush HaMegillas Esther in the end of Perek Tes says that you can establish a Yontif on the occasion of Ischalta Degula. You can establish a Yontif for Klal Yisrael. You don't need Geula. It can be an occasion of Ischalta Degula to establish a Yontif. That will tie in, not for the discussion really right now, but that will tie into Yom HaTzmut, and this is a source for the idea to make a yontif for an event that would correspond to the beginning of the Geula, even if it's not Geula itself. In addition, is a tshuva of the Minchas Elazar, which we're going to quote from in a moment, in Simen Hay in Chelek Dal. The Munkat Sharav was asked about whether at a certain period during World War I they should establish a Tainus Tzibur for what was going on. And he says, based on the Chassam Sofer in a book called the Sefer HaZikaron. When the Chassam Sofer was the rabbi in Pressburg, and Pressburg was being bombed during the war in his lifetime, there was discussion to escape, to stay, what should be done. So he wrote a Sefer HaZikaron about his experiences during that war, during those bombings. And in his essay, the Chassam Sofer says that it's usher to daven for a war that is part of a Ischalta Degula of the coming of Mashiach to end. It's usher for the why, because if you daven for the war to end, what you're essentially davening for is that the Geula should be postponed. Because the faster the war comes, and the faster you pull off the Band-Aid, the sooner Mashiach is going to come. And the Chassam Sofer says you shouldn't daven for the war to end. We'll touch upon that point later on. So Rav Shechter writes, this is in Be'ikvei Atzon in Simen Lamed Gimel. This is a major essay about the state of Israel and what role it plays in religious Zionism and Mashiach, and what the state represents. So he says that the Pashas of our Gemara and Megillah is that it's speaking about the final battle that will take place in Eretz Yisrael right before the coming of Mashiach. And he says that the above Chassam Sofer assumes that all the wars of Europe leading up to where we are right now are part of Ischalta Degula. And Rav Shechter finds that very funny. It's not a war in Eretz Yisrael. Who knows what it's going to be? And Rav Shechter wants to go on to point out that if those wars that are happening in Europe in the 1800s are thought to be perhaps Ischalta Degula, the beginning of the coming Mashiach, then how much more so a war in Eretz Yisrael, 1948, 1967, certainly those wars should also be thought of to be Ischalta Degula as well. It's clear, says Rav Shechter, that the War of Independence in 1948 that led to Hakamas HaMedina was certainly without question Ischalta Degula, according to all the definitions we saw. And he says, therefore, later generations can certainly have reshus to establish a yontif at the beginning of the war. The beginning of the war in 1948, and specifically on the day of the beginning of the war, not the end of the war, as we'll see in a second, because the beginning of the war is, as we see from the Gemara, a Aschalta Tegula, the beginning of the stages of coming of Mashiach. Rav Shechter is not alone. Rav Avadya Yosef in the Tshuva Abiya Omer and Chela Gavav and Arachayim and Simen Mamalf sees this way as well. He says, we'll quote, Hein Amnam Rabim V'atsubim Migadol Yisrael Rowim, great leaders of the Jewish people saw, B'hakamas Hamadina Aschalta Tegula, the establishment of the state as the beginning of the process of Gula. And he quotes a Yerushalmi that says this seemingly as well, that the Gula comes kima kima. It comes in stages. It doesn't happen all at once, but it happens in a process of natural stages. And then he quotes from a famous letter of Rav Menachem Kasher in a Sefer HaTekufa Gedola, and he brought an announcement containing Das Torah with signatures of Gedol Yisrael that called the founding of the State of Israel Aschalta Degula. Mikol Makom, he says, Ha'il Va'adayin Rav HaDarach Lefaneinu Kedil Hagil HaMenucha V'Nachla. He says, the path before us to actually Gula itself is a bit away, and it's going to take time. Hein mebechina medina tzvais, whether it's the country, whether it's the army, hein mebechina musaris varuchnias, whether the general spiritual makeup of the country. Lefichach ein lechayev ligmor hal bebracha. He says, I can't be mechayev anyone to say bracha hal with a bracha, but he says I can definitely understand it. It's certainly a schalta degula. Now, says Rosh Hashanah, what's the difference between this in Hanukkah? How come by Hanukkah we celebrate the end of the war, right? Chanu Chafei, we all know that. Hanukkah is the end of the war. But how come by this we're calculating the beginning of the war? So why? What's the difference? So he says that Hanukkah doesn't celebrate a geula. And this is based on the idea of the Ramban. The Ramban says that when you establish any Beis HaMikdash, any Mishkan, it's a yantif. There's a mitzvah satorah to celebrate the establishment of a Beis HaMikdash or the hakama, the upkeep of a Beis HaMikdash. And he says, Chanukah is a different holiday. Chanukah is a celebration of the keeping up of the Beis HaMikdash. It's not about Geul, it's not about Mashiach, it's not about anything else. It's about the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, the celebration of Chanukah is only when we see that the Beis HaMikdash was sustained and it was maintained at the end of the day. And that doesn't occur until the end of the battle. But Eretz Yisrael and Yom HaSmut and the Kamas HaMedina is about Eschalta Degula. That's when it begins with the initial battle at the beginning of the process. However, he says the day of Yom HaTzimut is based on Aschalta Geula, and therefore it makes sense that these things should be connected to the beginning of the war, and it's beginning in 1948. Now, Rav Shechter concludes this essay by citing Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, who said that all of the tsaros that we have are continuous events of the War of Independence. It all continues from that original point of 1948, and therefore he says it makes sense, based on the Chassam Sofer, that it's usher to stop the milchama or to slow it down, is that would be preventing the gula. And Rav Shechter ends the article in this way, that, you know, perhaps we should not daven to end the Jewish battles in Eretz Yisrael because they are a part of the Eschalta Degula. Which then begs the question, so what should we be davening for? If wars are Eschalta Degula, and there are wars that go on in Eretz Yisrael, and there are battles, and there are terrorist attacks, and things like that, and there are tsaros, as Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky said, so what should we be davening for? So I went to look in the tshuva of the Minchas Elazar. You open up the Minchas Elazar, who tells us that we shouldn't daven for the end of, you know, World War I, Napoleonic Wars, things like that. So what are we supposed to be davening for? So let's quote from the Minchas Elazar. It's obviously ironic that we're using the Minchas Elazar to support the Zionist state, but whatever. We'll quote from the Minchas Elazar nonetheless. So he says, "Ubeprat ki tzrichin lizar la'asher lanu anu roim ki elu hamilchamos heim chevle Mashiach." He says these wars, World War I, are part of chevle Mashiach. Kafi shenira maksuvim, as we see from the Zohar and other Sifrei Kabbalah as well. And he quotes Sifrei Kodesh, Tzrichim ha'ikar lehispalel al ha'geula shela b'mher v'yamenu. Lo kein ha'hamon shemiu osam. The davening should always be that the geula should come quickly. The davening should not be that the war ends, but that the geula should come. It should not be sur me'ra, avoiding what is bad, but rather focusing on what good should come. L'spalal ata ha'ikarak al shalom ha'amim, there should be peace, she'ideze, she'yuvsuk ha'melchama yeshuvu l'mitzrayim, hu ha'galus ha'mar, and it should end, we should end the tzaras of the terrible galus, b'avon usein ha'rabim, b'shchina ha'kadosha b'galusa, that the shchina, Hashem's presence, is also in galus, u'marichin ha'galus, that it's going on for so long, ma'akman ha'gula, and preventing the gula al'ideze, ve'eich panenu niksha arafenu levakesh kazos memelech ha'kavod avinu yisprach shemo lechalel kavod machuso. If you daven for the war to end, you're davening for Hashem's galus, Hashem's shechina, to remain longer in galus. He says that's not the proper kavana. And he quotes the Sefer HaZikara on the Gaon HaChassam Sofer Zatzal, ki mispalel al hashalom hareza ikuv ha'geula. When you pray for peace, it's upholding the geula. Milchama is brings the coming of Mashiach. Ein sham dvarav ki namu b'mashesayim rakatzasi shenir b'betorah b'tfila. We should increase our Torah and tfila. K'shakol kol Yaakov ein haydaim de'esav. If we improve our tfila, that will weaken the hands of Esav, our enemies. Vol yishlatu b'Yisrael, they won't control the Jewish people. V'as nispal rak al ha'geula. All davening be'es tzara, when there are wars, should be that the gula should come. V'lo nichush ala milchama, and don't worry about the war, klal. Ad kan l'shanu, that is the words of the Chassam Sofer. V'chei nasa anachno ha'ikar lo'rer, al tikun havonos ha'ma'akvim ha'segula, we should awaken and prevent sins that keep that prevent the gula from coming, ula harbos petora, and tefillah and mitzvos, as much as we can, and now bring the gula at the end of the day. And therefore, an interesting, a different perspective, a unique perspective of what it means to daven for wars and what wars represent in the global aspect and the cosmic aspect of the Jewish people, that our focus should be on the coming of the gula, mostly, and not so much on the ending of the war itself. Okay.